Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can hear us every single night of the week, but we're glad that you're joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And my name's Mark. Sunday's kind of special, though, Stephanie.
It is. It's the only day you can hear me and Mark together.
That's
Aren't you
right.
lucky? Mark is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we're going to wish him well.
If I sound funny, I'm sorry.
I can hear it a little bit in your voice, but we all hope you get better soon. It's sort of that winter cold season, huh?
It's the downfall of sending your child to any kind of group education situations.
Oh, you mean the group Petri dishes?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all anyone has to do is watch a small child for just a few minutes, and you'll realize that, you know, they have no concern for hygiene, whatever. Mm. And so when you get several of them together, it's not a good thing.
Then you got to challenge your immune system.
That's right. That's what I want.
855-450-FREE is our phone number. That's 855-450-3733. That is what you can call to get in touch with us this evening. You're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live is an open phones show, so we encourage, well, discussions about anything. But meantime, I think we're going to start off with something that we found really interesting. There's been a report that's come out of the Wall Street Journal, Mark, and what they're saying is pretty shocking. They've uncovered a massive government surveillance program, and you probably didn't even know that you were subject to this. So let me know some more about it, Mark.
Yeah, this is actually from Slate.com, but it is accrediting the Wall Street Journal article. It's by Ryan Gallagher. And it says, and I love this first line. I mean, this is a doozy here. When a former senior White House official describes a nationwide surveillance effort as breathtaking, you know, civil liberties activists are preparing for a fight. And that really does sum it up. I mean, you know, a White House official is surprised and finds this shocking.
Yeah. You figure they always see the sausage being made. They know the inner
right.
workings of the state and its machinations of spying on people. So
they've already proven
impressed by this.
That they believe that we're livestock for their, you know, tax feeding ways.
Yeah.
So to see more government intrusion than they're prepared to handle is breathtaking. The Wall Street Journal reported today, and this is a few days old, that the little known National Counterterrorism Center, based in an unmarked building in McLean, Virginia, has been granted sweeping new authority to store and monitor massive data sets about innocent Americans. After international wrangling over privacy and civil liberties issues, can you imagine how hard the government officials must wrangle over your privacy and civil liberty issues? I mean, it must keep them up at night. Good heavens.
No, wrong.
No. Government bureaucrats don't care anything about your privacy and civil liberties.
No, I think they believe that they own your data, you know, that they should be able to inspect it at any time that they want to, and somehow you owe it to them. That you shouldn't be keeping secrets for them, like a bad little kid whose parents want to read their diary or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it really comes down to, is the belief that they are your parents, that they are your superiors.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that anyone can accept this kind of thing, is the belief that these people are our superiors. You would never let an inferior inspect your data.
You wouldn't even let an equal, you know.
I think you would an equal in the sense that if you could enter into a contract
both ways,
with them.
Maybe, sure.
Yeah, if you enter into a contract with them, like the phone company or something like that, of course you'll let them have some data to do their jobs.
Yeah, but I don't know. Some people just really like privacy and need a lot of privacy. And so I can see that maybe they would want to choose a service where maybe they choose a phone company if they had choices, because sometimes they don't give you a lot of choices. Phone companies sometimes end up being kind of monopolies because they're granted privileges by the state, right? That it's very difficult for new phone companies to start up, and so there are a few of them. So there aren't that many choices for people to choose from. So if somebody really loves privacy and wants a ton of privacy, they may not have that option in the marketplace that we have today. But if you're talking about like a, I don't know, I was thinking of like a relationship with a significant other where maybe you say, oh yeah, that's fine. I don't mind if you read my emails and I don't mind, you know, reading your emails.
My wife has my social security number. I mean, she has to fill out things now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure I have hers somewhere. I just don't care. So, you know, I don't use it. Anyway.
Your wife is unlikely to be, like, spying on you. Well, maybe they are likely to be spying on you.
She keeps an eye on me.
Okay, I take that back.
When I bring receipts back from places, she's like, oh, you got this. And often it's eating that she's concerned with. You know, me getting a little tubbier all the time.
She cares about you, Mark. She has your best interests at
heart. That's right.
She's doing it for your own good.
I think she does. However, it's my option to let her have that information. So, the Justice Department reportedly signed off on controversial new guidelines earlier this year. The guidelines allow the NCTC, I guess that's what they're calling the National Counterterrorism Center, because, God, the government loves acronyms, for the first time to keep data about innocent U.S. citizens for up to 5 years. Using predictive pattern matching.
Well, you know, they might be guilty in the first place, or eventually over that 5 years. They might be guilty at some point in the future, so we have to keep their data just in case.
And really, honestly, when the computer's got the data and it's predicting some kind of model, it's not like it forgets the old data.
Yeah, right. What are they going to do?
It's still predicting a model.
Yeah, they'll just add more servers and keep it around. Yeah, and did you know that their algorithm, you know, if you're a person who likes liberty, or maybe if you have an Arab name, you're going to match their algorithm. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, here it is. It's just all kinds of things that match it. To analyze it for suspicious patterns of behavior, the data the Counterterrorism Center has access to, according to the journal, includes entire government databases, flight records, casino employee lists, the names of Americans hosting foreign exchange students.
Wait a minute. So
many others.
What do casinos and foreign exchange students have anything to do
with? Everything that the government has. It says, you know, entire government databases. Anything they got that might link you in some way, shape, or form. This is pattern recognition. So they're going to have all kinds of things. You know, when they come up with profiles about a, you know, killer or something like that. You know, they're not talking about one individual. They're talking about people that kind of, you know, fit this model.
Yeah.
And so they're just trying to find people that fit all kinds of different, you know, little matchups of theirs.
Well, and the harder they look, the more they're going to find, right? And how quality is that data going to be? Are there going to be a lot of people who are innocent? And they're admitting that they're innocent, right? They're just starting off with a bunch of innocent people and storing their data and seeing what they can find. It's basically a giant dragnet. And there are going to be a lot of people who get caught up in it.
It's a huge, expensive dragnet, for one. And I, you know, I'm speaking as a guy who was traveling with my co-host, Ian Freeman, the rest of the week. You know, Ian and I do the show from, I guess, I'm off on Fridays. So it's Monday through Thursday. And then Saturday, we do the show together. And we've been doing the show for 10 years. And he got stopped in the airport 6 times for 4 flights. It was 2 legs going in and 2 legs coming back from Los Angeles, and this was about a month and a half ago. And, you know, I don't know how this is some predictive model that they have, because he participates in civil disobedience and had been arrested for civil disobedience. They decided that he needed to, you know, extra special blue glove love, and they... You know, stopped. I'm traveling with him, so they decided my junk need a little fondling too.
I can corroborate this because I was actually happened to be on one of the same flights as you.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I saw this happen once.
Yep.
And it's absolutely true.
It's stunning. And so what's it going to be like? You know, hey, so they're looking at my data. Well, so they looked at Ian's data too. And then they came to a conclusion. So if they're looking at the data, they're going to be coming to conclusions about the data. If they come to conclusions about the data, they're going to decide that they need to act on those conclusions. What is that action going to look like on these conclusions? They have the power, as I understand it from the Patriot Act, still to go into your house, take a look around, and not inform you for 30 days that it happened. I've never heard of anybody, by the way, who's been informed.
I forgot about that one, yeah.
I've never heard of anybody who's been informed about this 30 days situation. And when they start going through your house and looking around, let's be clear, Mr. and Mrs. America, you're probably breaking some laws.
Right.
I mean, here in New Hampshire, anybody who's been convicted of a felony that has a steak knife in their drawer is a felon once again. Now, that's if you don't live in New Hampshire. Let's talk about any expired medications you have in the cabinet. If you've got some expired pain pills, that's a felony.
That's for the people who believe that they have nothing to hide. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453. What laws are you breaking that you don't even know about?
ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth. HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. That's freetalklive.com. Well, that was an abrupt ending. freetalklive.com is our website, and it has a cool feature there, which you will notice as soon as you visit the website. It's right there on the front page, where you can actually submit stories that maybe you find interesting and you think others would too. There they can get voted up or voted down, and the ones that get the most upvotes will make it to the top of the page, and they'll be immediately visible as soon as you visit the website. And often you and I check those for show prep, don't we, Mark?
Oh, yes. That's a primary source for show prep.
Yep, so that's at freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you have something you want to bring up right now, you don't want to wait for it to get voted up or voted down, and you're available to call us, the number is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733.
It is, after all, a talk show, right?
Yeah, we'd love to talk to our listeners.
So, if you're looking for bitcoins, bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Bitinstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than 1 million locations, including your computer at home. In more than 30 countries around the world, all you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. Bitinstant.com. If you don't know what bitcoins are, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a link to BitInstant there and several other links that will explain bitcoins a little more thoroughly. But suffice to say, it's an open source, peer-to-peer alternative currency made for the internet that allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees and gives you complete control over your account. It's bitcoins, and you can go to bitinstant.com to buy them and bitcoin.freetalklive.com to check them out.
Sounds very useful to me. So tell me more about this National Counterterrorism Center that is being used to spy on innocent Americans.
Yeah, so, you know, going on here from the Slate.com article that's quoting the Wall Street Journal.
And by the way, just sorry to interject, but we knew that there were lots of civil liberties abuses with the Patriot Act and the NSA wiretapping scandals and even the NDAA, but we didn't know about this particular one. This is like another happening in this battery of assaults on American civil liberties.
Notably, the Journal reports that these changes are also databases about U.S. civilians to be handed over to foreign governments for analysis, presumably so that they can attempt to determine future criminal action.
Wow, seriously?
Yep, it also allows that. Yep. The Department of Homeland Security. Now, it's interesting that the government would even do such a thing, but, you know, why do I care? Why do I care if it's the government of Spain or Great Britain or, you know, you pick your country, that Israel, that the United States turning this information over to? Because I don't trust this government. Who does? Who trusts this government?
Not me. I can't defend them.
I mean, there was some poll out there where it was like 9% of Americans believe that the U.S. government had the consent of the government.
I remember that one.
So I think that 9% is probably people who work for the government.
Yeah, it's a total joke. Although, isn't there some, like in some other countries, they don't have the same, I guess, explicit protections. I mean, I know that they violate this stuff all the time, habeas corpus, like Bradley Manning was held forever without charges and
brutalized
and stuff.
They don't pretend as hard.
Right, yeah. So maybe some people would be upset about that, but, man, it just goes to show, like, you can't be private anymore. Unless your parents start from
like
the day that you were born, and you're born in the middle of the woods, nobody ever knows about you, you never go on the internet, you're not going to be private. And so the question becomes, how do we deal with it, and how do we protect ourselves, knowing that it's so difficult, almost to the point of impossibility, to have privacy anymore over our data?
The Department of Homeland Security's former chief privacy officer said that it represents a sea change in the way that the government interacts with the general public.
So, really? That's funny, because I thought they were pretty abusive before.
Well, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security's former chief privacy officer says everything has changed with this new directive from the Justice Department.
It's a pretty strong statement.
There was no lawsuit that allowed this. There was no law passed that allowed this. This, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid it's been occurring for decades, and, you know, you were just under the presumption. I guess it's probably held over from a time when maybe this was more or less true, or, you know, more true maybe, that it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Because it's nonsense now. This isn't an agreement made by our representatives, as if they really do.
Yeah.
None of that stuff. This is just a Justice Department bureaucratic rule.
So I have a question. Since this was uncovered, obviously it had to be uncovered by some organization, Slate, I guess, or...
Oh, it was the Wall Street Journal.
So they were trying to keep this secret, I suppose. But now that it's out in the open, is there a possibility that someone could sue them or challenge, you know, the government somehow in court, in the government's own courts? Yes, but...
I'd say that that's, that is a certainty that you will see that happening. The Civil Liberties Union, American Civil Liberties Union, will certainly be on the job as far as doing something like that. But, you know, they don't always win.
Right.
And
there's only so much they can do. And if, at any rate, it's going to be caught up in the court system. Even if it does get challenged, it's going to be in process for years. Just like the NDAA thing was. It's been challenged so many times in court and overruled and overturned and over, you know, those have been overturned. But it's still not resolved, you know. And so this is going to be the way it goes, and it'll keep happening for the next couple of years while this challenge tries to work its way through the so-called justice system, through the legal system.
The legal system's probably more accurate.
And they're going to keep spying on us, and who knows what they do with that data.
Say, well, and once they get stopped, they'll be like, oops, sorry. And they'll, of course, they'll delete all that information, right?
Yeah, right.
They don't delete information. Why would they delete information? Yeah, ridiculous, but yeah, this is really what it comes down to. And
these are the people who won't let you, who won't even tell you their name oftentimes when you're interacting with them. You know, these are the people who won't allow you to record them, to write about them, to even know who they are. But yet they
the government's
want to know
all
about
secrets.
You. Yeah.
And you don't get to keep any.
Right.
I mean, you know, somehow or another, how can this be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people when the government keeps so many things secret? I mean, the Bradley Manning case, if nothing else, reveals just a, you know, a smidge, a glimpse into the world of the kind of just useless bureaucracy that is kept secret. Why not? If you have the ability to keep things secret from the public, why wouldn't you do it? So they just do it. And it just grows every year. The more, they just make more and more things secret. How can I make a decision as a citizen? And I'm talking as somebody who took civics class here, not as somebody who actually believes this tripe. Okay?
Oh, that you owe a duty of allegiance is exchange for protection, yeah.
I'm just saying, how could I as a citizen possibly make an informed decision on who our government should be without knowing the information about the government?
Yeah.
Who's been doing a good job and who's been doing a bad job? I can't make those decisions.
And it's really frustrating because it's not as though there's really somewhere you can go easily that you can just leave and be free, because you can't. I mean, where do you go?
Many people would say, if you don't like it here, well, why don't you just leave, you pinko commie?
Easier said than done. Where should we go? Call us, 855-450-FREE. Seriously, Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets. Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio control planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horse head pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real beef, butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays?
Right.
Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
I'm going to try to save his voice as much as possible because he's feeling a little under the weather. If you want to watch Free Talk Live and not just listen to it, if you want to turn it into a TV show, or maybe if you want to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, then you should visit cam.freetalklive.com.
There'll be a car chase in the next break.
Really? That's quite a promise, Mark. I don't know if I believe you.
No, you shouldn't.
But cam.freetalklive.com shows you what the studio looks like while we're doing the show. Of course, we're live every night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, but there is a chat going on at the Free Talk Live cam all the time. And I think there is some audio playing there, no matter what.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Even if we're live or not.
The recorded show plays there all the time, 24 hours a day at the cam.freetalklive.com, so you can go and listen to the last show, if it's not 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, 7 days a week. And Free Talk Live, I think, is the only, Coast to Coast does it also. So they do 7 days a week also. So anyway, Free Talk Live, one of the very few shows that provides you all 7 days. So, statelesssweets.com. This is candy that's all natural and handmade and made with the finest ingredients.
Delicious, sticky treats, nutty.
They're
melt
really
in your mouth.
Really, really good stuff at statelesssweets.com. And, you know, it's great to have for your holiday party, but I think that it's getting to be about the time that Jillian has piled up enough orders that she may not be able to guarantee your stuff gets out. I know a way to make sure that it happens, though. Just pay a little extra money. But lots of people are going to want to have candies for the New Year's party coming up, too. So statelesssweets.com. It's all spelled out, ran together as one word. And yes, there are three S's piled together. When you put stateless and sweets together, it has three S's. Statelesssweets.com to get the best candies. Jillian has sent some here to the studio. We've been delighted. As a matter of fact, I hear, Stephanie, more are on their way. Now, I know you don't indulge. You just take a look at how delightful they are.
I watch the looks on other people's faces as they're going, oh, my God, these are so good.
Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle. Salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. That's just some of the candies they have over there at statelesssweets.com. I cannot recommend them more highly for people who are not on paleo and low-carb diets, statelesssweets.com.
All right, thanks, Mark. So, okay, I guess there's more on this story about the government adding a new layer of bureaucracy and spying and expanding their grip, I guess, on Americans' data to stunning new levels.
Right. What I think is so interesting about this article is the quotes from the bureaucrats that are like sweeping stateless suites.
You'll never catch a bureaucrat saying that.
Stunning. That's another one that they use. Sweeping and unprecedented. Breathtaking. These are all words that government officials and former officials have used to describe this. A sea change. The snooping effort, which officials say is subject to rigorous oversight. So they're claiming, of course, we're watching ourselves. The watchers are watching themselves.
Oh, yeah, just trust them. It'll be fine. They won't abuse it, their power, or anything like that.
Well, I mean, think about all the government officials that have been sent to jail in the last few decades for overstepping their bounds.
I can't think of any.
Not one. Not overstepping. Not one time has any government official ever been sent to jail, tried for treason or anything like that for infringing the rights of individuals inside the government. Yes, sometimes we on the outside will catch them, but it's very, very, very rare that they will, police and stuff will be caught, for these things. And I've never heard of anybody in the CIA, the NSA, or any intelligence organization ever being thrown into jail for anything but spying for the other side or releasing information to the public.
Yeah, and I can't even remember the last time.
Now, if they throw you in jail for releasing information to the public, who do they consider the enemy?
That's a great question.
Okay, it's reminiscent of the so-called Total Information Awareness initiative that was dreamt up after the aftermath of 9/11 by the Pentagon's research unit, DARPA. The aim of the TIA, because we don't want to say that again, initiative was to essentially create a kind of ubiquitous pre-crime surveillance regime monitoring public and private databases.
Yeah, wasn't part of that also that, like, you know, the person who reads the electric meter or the cable guy would, like, report any suspicious activity that they observed in your home to the government and
things like
that.
Well, they're keeping an eye on you, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you got to hide?
Well, people were outraged about that. I remember, I literally remember hearing about that after 9/11 and just the uproar that people were in. And communications weren't even like, there weren't all these internet articles and it wasn't so easy to access information, but somehow everybody knew about this and they were pissed. But nowadays, I think a story like this comes out and I just, where's the outrage? Like, why are people just yawning when they hear this news and saying, oh, no big deal, it's just kind of the same thing we've already been experiencing?
You know, it's the two-step forward, one-step back situation. Now people are used to it. Other similar efforts have continued, such as through the work of the Department of Homeland Security's intelligence gathering fusion centers. Most recently, fusion centers were subjected to scathing criticism from congressional investigators who found that they were accumulating masses of data about suspicious activity that was not of any use at all. The intelligence being swept up, the investigators found, was oftentimes shoddy, rarely timely, sometimes endangering citizens' civil liberties and Privacy Act protections.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, they have a much lower threshold for what they consider a violation of my civil rights than what I do. I don't think they should be
a higher threshold.
Right. I don't think they should be gathering any information at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there's also this thing that came out recently about the text messages that the government, I forget which part of government, but they wanted all the phone companies to save people's text messages for at least 2 years, right?
Yeah, and they believe in this case that they want you to hold them to hold on to it so that they can ask for it when they need it. Mm-hmm. It's different than collecting it themselves. In this case, that's what they're doing here, is they're just collecting it all from innocent people as opposed to deciding somebody might be guilty of something, therefore requesting the information.
Yeah, I think that's the difference, or that's the turning point, that nowadays we are starting, and that's why I connected those two recent stories in my mind, is because they're actually targeting everyone, innocent people. It's no longer you can just say, oh, well, they're going after other people. I'm not a terrorist, so I don't have to worry about it, right? Now yeah. You are subject to it no matter who you are.
You know, and the reason I read these stories on the air is not because I want to elicit phone calls necessarily. It'd be great if somebody would call in on these subjects, but because I don't really expect anyone to call in and disagree. I don't imagine that there's too many Americans out there that are like, oh, yeah, the government's, well, they don't have nearly enough information to keep us safe, you know, because, I mean, at this point, who in their right mind could say that? I mean, it just seems like it's gone beyond the breadth and scope of whatever anyone would even imagine. It's just shy of Minority Report at this point, from what I can tell. I mean, that's essentially what they're talking about, is predictive models, and they want to get the information ahead of time. Now, they won't incarcerate you ahead of time, but who knows what they're going to do? They're going to do something with this information. Mm-hmm. So if you think that now this is it for the government, they've got enough information, and they shouldn't need to go any further, I'd love to hear that. If you think that, of course, that they need to go further still, I'd love to hear that, too.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's our phone line. It's sponsored by SACL CAI, by the way, toll-free line.
And I have, but when it comes to governments holding information, I just don't see the value in it for the average citizen. I mean, really? So human freedom isn't a value to you? I just don't. Governments are agencies that, their expressed purpose is to limit your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. The social contract, as it were, is a contract you never signed that says that in order to live here, you must give up certain amounts of freedom. By the way, those freedoms will continue to be given up as time goes by, as we get bigger and more efficient.
Yeah, the social contract keeps changing,
yes,
right?
The contract isn't the same.
That you never saw in the first place.
Oh, by the way, we can change it anytime we want, and you can never change it.
I don't know, DeMarc, do you think people are just getting used to it, just being used to being tracked and everything is known about them? Is there a generation that's growing up with all this info out there?
They might as well just realize that they're nothing but tax livestock for these bureaucrats.
Are you a tax livestock? Are you into privacy? Let us know. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger. To eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And poor Mark's voice is a little bit rough, so we're going to save him and read it. I'm going to read something next. And I just want to remind you that news.freetalklive.com has all kinds of ways that you can keep in touch with the show. You'll find an email list there that you can sign up for and get email updates about, you know, when we add a new station or something big like that happens with the show. But if you want to get sort of like the scoop on what's going on during the live show, maybe you aren't able to tune in live, but you want to know the things that we're talking about and see other listeners that tweet at Free Talk Live, you can follow us on Twitter at Free Talk Live, all one word. There's a link there, news.freetalklive.com. And you can also like our Facebook page, and there you'll have a chance to interact with other people who listen and also get the scoop and keep up to date with Free Talk Live. And, of course, 855-450-FREE is our phone number. That is 855-450-3733. We kind of started off the show, Mark, talking about this egregious infringement on innocent people's privacy, right? A database belonging to the government, storing all kinds of data on them and aggregating it, giving it, you know, supplying it to foreign countries, doing whatever they want with it, essentially.
Whatever they want with it.
And I asked the question, you know, where would you go if you were to leave the U.S.? It gets so bad at some points, I think, oh, I don't really want to be here. I better split. But then, where would I go?
Well, yeah, I think that's you know, many people who are up on the news, they say to themselves, they look at the, you know, they look at the news, they say, oh, this is bad news. And you know, if you were to watch the local news, you'd think there was a lot of killing going on. And all in all, there's not. The United States, to my mind, is still the best place in the world to at least make money. Is it the freest place in the world? No. And there's lots of evidence to point to that. If you still believe the United States is the freest country on earth, I'm sorry. I'd love to talk to you about it. I'd love to show you some views that are contrary.
855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. Because I just don't believe that anymore.
Yeah.
But it is the place where the most money is moving around, and so therefore it's the place to make money. Well, maybe
Isn't
if I was
that
a young
essentially
man,
essentially just riding on the productivity of the past.
In
that's
a lot of ways,
what
that's
I,
true.
I think is going on.
There was more freedom in the area of economic freedom in the past, and you know that holds over. Plus, you got to look at the rest. Look at Europe. It's a disaster area.
Mm-hmm.
China is probably going to be going through a real estate bubble here in the near future. Maybe Southeast Asia is the place for a young man right now. I've heard a lot of people suggest that maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But
or a young woman.
I should say. I'm speaking of myself here. A young person may be able to make, do quite well there. I don't know. But they're not really good when it comes to
social freedoms.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So,
meh. It's an empire in decline, for sure, the U.S. That's how I think of it anyway.
If you want to be free, the place to be free, as far as I'm concerned, is a boat. It's unlikely you're going to be having trouble with the government on a boat. But then again, they can board your vessel anytime they want to search you for drugs or whatever.
Damn. Yeah, it's a real tough question. Where do you go for the most freedom? So if you have any thoughts on it, give us a call, 855-450-FREE, one more time. And in the meantime, let's go to Georgia, listening in Columbus, Ohio. Georgia?
Hi.
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to share an interesting story. Are you guys familiar with the artist John Mayer?
Yes.
Okay. He has a song called Why Georgia Why? I'm not sure if you're familiar with that song. It goes, Why Georgia Why? But anyway, he was a song for me because
you were
some. Well. Yeah.
Didn't sound like a woman.
Well, it didn't. It
not
sounded
a very
like a young
convincing
man.
Georgia there.
No. Well, you know, whatever. If you've got a voice that's that high, what else are you going to do besides pretending to be a woman?
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to talk about something a little bit different here, Mark, which is, you're familiar with, speaking of songs, Gangnam Style, right?
Yes, it's
the most popular YouTube video ever.
Is it? Is that so? I mean, yes. I know that it had like a billion views, and that is, it's phenomenal. I had
just
a friend
don't
over
understand why that video is the most popular.
The dance is amazing. If you've seen the dance,
not that amazing.
It's silly.
I've seen more impressive things on YouTube.
It's difficult to do, and it's kind of silly, and I think that people are amazed by sort of the phantasmagoria of it all. I had a gal over at my house, she was brought over her son to play with my son Jack, and she hadn't seen it. There's lots of folks like that around here in Keene that wouldn't necessarily be hanging out on YouTube looking at Gangnam Style or whatever it is. And, you know, showed it to her when she was over on Wednesday, and I guess she was amused for a little while. We didn't actually watch it all the way through. So
yeah.
Consider that many of the views aren't total views.
Well, apparently, okay, so this has gotten to extreme heights of popularity. Most people know what this is, even a lot older people. It's doing well on the music charts also. But apparently, one of the reasons for the success of this, not only the song, but the video, has been because PSY or
Psy.
Psy.
Let's call him Psy.
This is how hip I am that
right.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Psy has just waived copyright on the video and the music so that anyone can use it any way they like.
Mm-hmm.
And that has resulted in a lot of parodies and a lot of different versions of it. And because he's open to people remixing his work and using it how they want, and then those get popular, and then it's promotion for his original song, apparently he's making just a ton of money off of ads on the YouTube videos.
Are you saying that allowing people to use your work that doesn't destroy your profitability?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And apparently it's borne out by the evidence here. And so there's been, apparently this is from Tech Dirt, there's an article here saying that Psy has made $8.1 million by ignoring copyright infringements of Gangnam Style. And he's done that from YouTube ads and iTunes downloads. And this has been all basically because he ignores copyright infringements.
Really? It's amazing. And people are just taking little bits of it and playing with it, like they used to do with rap music back in the 80s and that kind of thing.
Well, funny you should mention that, because I watched a documentary a little while ago called Good Copy, Bad Copy.
Okay.
And it's about basically copyright in the music industry, and mm-hmm. it starts out with a discussion about sampling. And I think the first person to do sampling was NWA. They had a song where they played like three notes of a song by George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic. Okay. And so they played these three notes and they sped them up or reversed them or something like that. They sampled George Clinton's music, basically. Mm-hmm. And then they had a popular song that came out of that. And they were sued by the record label of George Clinton mm-hmm. for doing this. And I think they were ruled against okay. that this was copyright infringement.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Three notes.
Yeah. And
I mean, they couldn't come up with three notes. I mean, you just can't play three notes in a row.
I don't know. I guess they wanted it to have that sound like it was coming from a record or something. Yeah. Something
sure,
like
sure.
that.
And
but yeah, how many notes does it have to be? That's like plagiarism. It's like if you say three words, this is what I learned in school, even in graduate school. Mm-hmm. If you use a phrase that has three words, excluding things like the and a and okay. n, that are somebody else's, you have plagiarized their work. And so how does that make sense? Couldn't someone come up with the same combination of three words and accidentally write the same thing that someone else wrote? That seems to me to be taking intellectual property to an absurd level.
Well, I guess as the way copyright goes, that if you were to use the same three notes without thinking about the other song, then you have not committed copyright fraud. But if you did think about the other song, then I guess the three notes, I don't know how many notes it would be, but then you did. If you thought about the other song, then you violated the copyright. But if you didn't think about the other song, then you didn't. You could write the exact same song as Madonna did, and if you can sort of prove in some way that you'd never heard her song, then it's your song also. Now,
so there has to be intent behind it? I mean, how
yes.
do you prove that?
Yes. Well,
that's
intent,
very strange.
Because if it's ubiquitous enough, you would have to prove that you didn't have the intention. I mean, if I'm sitting on the jury and...
So silly. Ideas should be free. I mean, when you get to a certain point with music, especially music that's produced on some, you know, certain set of instruments and is in a certain style like pop music, it's like it's all been done before. There's a DJ, DJ Earworm, mm-hmm. and he's famous because he makes these mashup songs, which is basically taking little clips of every top 20 pop song of a certain year, and he makes a mix every year, mm-hmm. and he puts them together and he makes a new song. And one of his FAQs is like, well, does this mean that all pop music is the same? And he says, well, no, he manipulates the music, changes the pitch to make it go together, but they do. It's funny how well they flow together naturally.
Hmm.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Tell us how you like to ignore copyright.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com.